At Indiana University in the past 10 years, students with autism have increased tenfold. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Ballinon Rosen looks at how they're adjusting. He starts at the College Internship Program, or CIP, a program for students with autism. Today, it's cooking class.
I'm Reagan Roush, and I'm about to cook some creamy chicken fajita pasta.
Okay, so Reagan's going to work on the spices.
Looks like they're getting pretty well mixed.
Looks good.
I'm a sophomore at IU. When I got that acceptance letter, what came through my head was, am I really going to be able to do this? This is going to be very different. I never really cooked before moving down here. It's another step to reaching full independence.
So you're all done with the peppers, onions, and chicken is all done?
Yeah, it's really sizzling now.
I first moved into CIP around 2 weeks after my first day at IU. It's an organization helping students on the autism spectrum. And I initially needed a ton of help from the staff. I needed help, me and my professors, to get accommodations. I needed to learn how to cook some basic things. And now I'm very independent compared to when I started here.
The pasta back in the pot, and then I think we add everything together and we should be good.
I'm taking the first bite. Biggest challenge about being on such a big campus is probably making friends. I'm in a much different situation than most of my peers. So it's kind of hard to relate with them. You can overcome your limits, but you'll have autism throughout your life. But you can still become a champion of it. You can still win.
Hi there. Yes, are you Marcy?
Yes.
Very nice to meet you.
My name is Marcy Wheeler. I'm a social worker here at the Indiana Resource Center for Autism. The social life for college students can be something that anybody deals with. You just kind of magnify that for somebody on the autism spectrum. People are realizing these folks are coming to colleges, and so things need to change to welcome and understand them better. I know this one student, Abe Shapiro. He came to some of the Student on the Spectrum Club meetings. He's reached out to a community he's involved in and organized a night for autism.
First, one more. What we are going to be doing tonight is something pretty historical. What we are doing is Autism Awareness Shabbat Night hosted at the Helen G. Simon Hillel Center. So I know that this Shabbat's a little different from the usual fare. This Autism Awareness Night is the first in the series. Just want to welcome you all and hope you enjoy it. My name is Abe Shapiro. I am a freshman here at Indiana University. At the age of 3 years old, I was diagnosed with Asperger's and autism spectrum disorder. So I feel that this is not only important for me, but for my fellow spectrumites, if you will.
And please rise.
When I was younger, I wouldn't speak with people, and I'd ramble on and on about topics, something I still do, of course, but I've embraced it as a positive thing, not as a negative. One word, the way I feel about tonight is ecstatic. I feel that it went perfectly, and that we've really brought awareness to an issue that's been ignored for a very long time.
That was a really cool service. I enjoyed it.
Each of those students deserve a place in our society, and they don't deserve to be ridiculed and categorized for something they can't control. Rather, the world should embrace them and accept them as one of their own.
So what's next?
I'll tell you what's next. I'm about to go get hopped up on some matzo ball soup right about now.
All right. Off to dinner.
And that story comes from Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Ballinon Rosen.